Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Lori Johnson down Red Oak Way, and we're going to talk about a big event coming right up. So good morning to you, Lori.
Good morning, Yvonne. Thank you for visiting with me today.
You bet. The fifth, can't believe that, annual Red Oak Craft Festival coming up this weekend. Tell us the times and the dates and the days.
The date is August 24th, and we will be open from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m.
Okay, so this is just on Saturday, but
it's just on Saturday.
But a long day. Your vendors, your crafters, all those people, food people, are going to be there early, so we can start shopping at 9 o'clock. And where is this going to be held?
We will be at the Montgomery County Fairground in Red Oak, and it's just off of 4th Street. We've secured 3 buildings, so we're going to have a lot of shopping for people to do.
Okay, when you say off 4th Street, it's pretty close to the junction of the highways there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's like 2 blocks south of Highway 34. We've got feather banners and signs. So you can't miss the entrances. You can actually come off of Highway 48 there near the fire station.
Okay.
Or you can come just south on Highway 4, or on 4th Street.
And okay, you get that close, you'll see all the banners and the signs. So that's great, Lori. Now, you mentioned you have 3 buildings. I think this show is growing.
You know, it really has been. It's been a delight for us, the committee. Because when we started, we just had the 1 air-conditioned White Fair building, and then we were able to add the air-conditioned Gold Fair building. And then this year, we decided we wanted to invite our outside vendors into an indoor venue. So we took on the unair-conditioned Gold Fair building, which is attached to the air-conditioned one, and it's got great big garage doors for easy access to loading and unloading, but it keeps everybody in out of the weather.
You bet. It'll be in the shade. Even if the sun is shining and it's a little warm, it's still in the shade. So all is good. And if you get too hot, you just walk to the other end of the building and go into the air conditioned space. So it sounds like a good plan, Lori. Well, with all of that space you're using, we should talk about some of the kinds of crafts and other things. We'll leave the food till a little bit later, but let's talk about some of the items that you expect vendors to have there. Because they have to be coming from all over.
Oh, you know, they are. We actually have them coming from Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, and I want to say Kansas, but I can't say for sure. I know we have at least 3 states that we have vendors coming from. They have been sending out all kinds of exciting lists of what they're bringing. So we have from Nebraska, we have some Lois Hills alpaca, which is a furry four-legged animal. I don't want to say it's either a sheep or a goat.
Somewhere in there.
Exactly sure.
But
yeah,
you know,
all I know is I have is that they have some beautiful handmade items from locally raised alpaca.
You know, I think, Lori, I think I bought a pair of alpaca socks. And if that's the right animal, they are the best, warmest socks I've ever had. And I have cold feet. So check that out. But that would be a practical kind of thing. But I'm sure they have beautiful things, too. So that'll be fun to see. So I interrupted you. So what else? What else exciting?
We have a lady that brings down from northeastern Iowa handmade Barbie doll clothes. And for anyone who's got a little girl that has Barbies or Ken dolls, she has the most amazing display of every outfit. And they're very, very reasonable. And they're easy for kids to put on and to take off. She also has a lot of other fabric handmade things for like tables and adult items. She does crocheted baby quilts. So she's got a lot of neat stuff. We have a gentleman that works with hand-cut rock.
Oh.
And Jack Burrows, and he's from Atlantic, and he brings, like, hand-cut rock slices that he's made into handmade clocks, and they're just beautiful. We have a gentleman that does scroll saw work, wood scroll saw work, and he harvests the wood for all of his products on his farm. So, and he's got an amazing variety of different kinds of woods, so the wood grain looks different with each piece, and they're just beautiful. We've got local photography art, beautiful calendars, pictures, handcrafted, different types of decor that have been overlaid with beautiful local photography. We've got clothing, beautiful, beautiful handmade clothing, a lot of old primitive barn art that is very, very popular today. And we've got some really crafted artisans coming with their barn art and their wood and their tin. So
okay.
Just a lot of it.
And that was the question I was just going to ask, because the first things are very, very much art and very much handmade. But now you've said there are collectibles and antiques also.
Well, no, they're very collectible in that they're unique. They are. We don't have anything for sale at our craft show except handmade items.
Okay.
Some people have repurposed.
Yes.
Collectible items into something new, but there's nothing that is for sale that is an antique or a collectible or a flea market item that is. It's all handmade.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So that makes it really special. And you know, it may be August, but if other people are like me, we've started Christmas shopping, and we have special people that it really takes some hunting. And so this sounds like a great opportunity to look for some of those special items for special people.
Yes, that was our hope when we first decided what we wanted to set for a date. We wanted to be consistent so that it's easy for people to remember. And so we chose the fourth Saturday in August because it's before all of the fall craft shows get started.
Mm-hmm.
So it's maybe before people get busy, but it's still early enough for people to think about Christmas and holiday gift ideas. And it's still early enough in the year that people with their summer items for sale. We have the most amazing handmade birdhouses. And we have two that we set right up by our house. And we have wrens that nest there every year. So you can get all season, but the desire was to be able to get people excited about Christmas gifts.
Sure.
So
and
we will have
Halloween and
spring,
Thanksgiving,
summer, fall, and Halloween, okay. And yep, you bet.
Okay, Lori, just I'm sure since we're there from 9 to 3, or the opportunity is from 9 to 3, that there has to be some food available also.
Oh, yes. Oh, goodness. Well, when I said we're moving all our outdoor vendors inside, I will preface that with our favorite kettle corn people, Sunrisers, Kettle Corn will still be outside, but right outside the entrance to the unair-conditioned building. And then we will have indoors, we have the Teeny Weeny Wiener Wagon, and they are a concessions family that is local that will have hot dogs, chili dogs, sloppy joes, pulled pork sandwiches. They have, they're going to have my favorite breakfast, biscuits and gravy, and they'll have drinks and sweet treats as well, chips, and so they'll be serving breakfast, and then they'll serve lunch all day long.
Okay.
So if you get the munchies from 9 to 3, we'll have you taken care of.
Okay, we've been visiting with Lori Johnson and talking about the 5th Annual Red Oak Craft Festival. There is $1 admission, but that proceeds go to the First Covenant Church of Red Oak. And the dates and time again?
August 24th from 9 to 3 p.m.
at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds. Right there, you'll see it right there as you come into Red Oak. So we want to thank you very much, Lori Johnson, for inviting us to come to Red Oak on the 24th. And until next time, here is a thought from Helen Keller. Alone, we can do little. Together, we can do so much more.